The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The three steps to real estate wealth. It's that simple if you follow these steps. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. We have thousands of homes and own many, many dozens of properties and have been a real estate investor for about 10, 11 years now, give or take, and I've gone through the ringer. Trust me, I have started with nothing, made all kinds of mistakes way back in the beginning, you know, in speculative real estate, which is something that we would never want to do again, and now fully buy and hold real estate. That's what this show is all about, using buy and hold real estate. That's the vehicle that we use in order to build fantastic wealth. It's not sexy, it's actually pretty boring, it's just four walls and a roof, but it is the number one way to build wealth. So today on the show, I wanna talk about the three simple steps to build real estate wealth. And it is honestly this simple. Now, you might be a person out there who has all three of these things at your disposal, and that's great, that's wonderful, right? But most of you will not. Many of you, though, will have one of these things at your disposal. Now, if you don't have any of these things at your disposal, then you know you got some extra work you got to do. And it also depends on how hungry you are to become a real estate investor. How hungry are you? I knew I was incredibly hungry. Once I knew that real estate investing was the number one way to build wealth, I just devoured anything I could. And by the way, it's all here on this channel. Like, everything I've learned is here for free for you to take action on your own. So, you know, I was super hungry when I got started in real estate investing, and I wanted it. And I was not going to wait 20 years in order to build wealth. I was able to retire at 40 years old from my day job, thanks to real estate investing. That's the context of which I speak to you today. So, three things. Now, again, no particular order. And again, you may have access to one, two of these things, probably not three. But maybe, hey, God bless you. If you've got three of these things, wonderful. Let's dive into all three of them. People, money, and the deal. That's it. And I've heard different iterations of this throughout the years in my investing. That's it. It's what it comes down to. People, money, or access to a deal, a real estate deal. Okay, so let's dive into each of these separately. So let's start with people. Dun, dun, dun. People. All real estate is people. Every piece of real estate is people. From the contractors you work with, I've got an enormous team. When we renovate our properties for our clients, I've got so many crews. I mean, you see the photos from our rehabs pouring into our team. I've got this crew is sending in photos. This one job is done. So people, right? Contractors, landlords, tenants, property management teams, the county assessor's office, the county recorder's office, your title company, realtors, God knows, right? People are at every part of this process. There are also people that have money, right? Bankers, friends that have money that don't know what to do with it. Doctors that you know, doctors, and we joke with doctors who are our clients. They're like, look, I'm terrible with money. You know, they spent 13 years in school. They know how to operate on a brain, but they don't know how to build financial wealth. They have no financial education at all. So doctors that have money that don't know what to do with it. So people are an essential part of getting, building real estate wealth. So you might know a lot of people. That's great. If you don't, you need to go out and find people in order to raise money, in order to start investing in real estate. So if you have no money, create some friends. Go out to local real estate meetup groups. This is what I like to say. So go to a local real estate meetup. You just go to meetup.com. And you can look for a local real estate meetup in your neck of the woods. They're probably all over the country. And, or if that's not your cup of tea, just start like networking with people, you know, friends that you know from work. Are you interested in real estate investing? Let's go have a cup of coffee and talk about it. Become friends. You know, we have a lot of clients that became friends with other clients and actually formed businesses together and started buying properties together. And that's incredibly exciting. That's how it happens. I know that when I first started in real estate investing, I would go to local meetups in Orlando and then again in New Jersey, and I would meet people. We'd have discussions, and you're going to find realtors there. You're going to find contractors there. You're going to find bankers there, hard money lenders there. You're going to find all sorts of people. Guess what? Bring a pen, take their business cards with you, and write down a little note about each person that you met, and then reach out to that person later. Take them out for coffee. Have discussions with them. These people could have money available that when you have a deal, you bring it to this individual, and then they will give you money. So again, you might only have one of these pieces. If people is what you have, great. Now you've got the people portion of this. Now you need to go find the deal. Today's episode is brought to you by Fund and Grow. If you want to visit more and learn more about it, go to morrisinvest.com/funding to get 0% interest to buy your next rental property. 0% interest. Now, let me tell you how this works. Now, I think the most common question I get from people, whether I'm doing a live stream, a live show, is how can I get money to buy real estate? Well, I always say there's money everywhere. And that's where Fund and Grow comes into play. We've partnered with them so that you'll save $500 off the sign-up fee. And by the way, you only pay that if they get you the money. Now, how does it work? Well, it's very simple. They actually will set up business credit cards for you. Now, these are not personal credit cards. These are business lines of credit. And most of these cards have a 0% interest. They have now raised over $20 million for Morris Invest clients. They sent me over the spreadsheet of all of the clients who've used Fund and Grow, and the number is over $20 million in funding that they've raised in order for folks to buy real estate. Don't take my word for it. Listen to an investor who just bought his second property through us using Fund and Grow at 0% interest.
Yeah, this is Mike, and thanks to Morris Invest introducing me to Fund and Grow. I was able to raise $40,000 in capital to buy my third rental property, and it wouldn't have been possible if not for Fund and Grow.
There you go. It's super simple to do. In fact, what they'll do is they'll set up an LLC. They take care of all of it. You'll never use the LLC for any other reason other than these business credit cards. They'll get you a series of them, so you might get three or four cards. Each of them might have $20,000, $30,000 in limit. And it might add up to $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000. So for me, I was able to get $176,000 at 0% interest. Now, that interest rate will probably last about a year to 18 months, depending on the cards. So what do? Buy a smart B-class property that you know you can pull some equity out of, or a new construction property. So for instance, picking up a B-class property that you then refinance after it's rehabbed, pull some of that equity back out of it with a local bank, with a private lender, and then pay off that card, and then rinse and repeat. And the great process in this whole thing is that Fund and Grow works with you to then go back and get you new cards. So they're constantly working with you to get you more, to get you new interest rates, get you new cards so that you can keep buying real estate. It's a really fantastic program. I can't speak highly of them enough. Their customer service is fantastic. And you're going to save $500 just for working through our website, because we've partnered with them in order for you guys to buy some additional rental properties wherever it is across the country. Go to our website, morrisinvest.com/funding, and you'll save $500 off if you sign up through that link. And just type in your information right there, and then you'll jump on the phone and have a quick conversation with them. I can't speak highly enough of them. I really love these guys. Fund and Grow is the company. Go to our website, morrisinvest.com/funding, to see if it's a fit for you. So how do you find deals? Well, deals are probably the hardest part of this entire puzzle. Now, you could work with, and this is not me patting myself on the back, but you could work with like a turnkey real estate provider. You could find a great realtor in your neck of the woods that's going to work with you, who's going to bring you deals. It's very difficult to find deals from realtors. You have to really, understand. You have to find realtors that understand investors. Most realtors service the retail market. That is, the first-time home buyer or the husband and wife with three kids. That's usually what realtors service, and they do a great job of it. I know when we sold our house 2 years ago, we used a realtor. Because as an investor, I don't know how to market my house. put signs in the yard and do open houses. I'm a real estate investor. I buy crappy houses that I rip apart and place tenants in. I don't know anything about staging a house with plants and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's not my cup of tea. So, you know, to find a deal, you could jump on Craigslist, start making phone calls to in the for sale by owner section, and just make hundreds of phone calls until you find a deal where someone's willing to make you, you know, willing to say, yes, I will agree to that price. Hey, it needs $30,000 worth of work, so I'm going to lower my price a little bit. Now, guess what? You suddenly have a deal. Now you have the people that you met, right? You've made those relationships with the people. Now all you need is the money. So now that you have the deal, you can go to those people, put together a nice little binder, and I have a whole private money series here on the on our YouTube channel that it describes specifically how to put together a presentation. So you want to check out that entire playlist because we break it down point by point. So now that you have that deal, you could present it to your people, and guess what? You suddenly might have investors who are willing to put $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 into your deal. Now you have the money. So here's the key. If you have a deal, money will always come. Money will always come. You know, the properties that I buy, and we'll buy many at a time because we're buying a lot of them, and then we have to rip them apart, right? As best we, you know, as best each of them are different, and then we're placing a tenant in it. I've got great deals, and therefore investors come to us, right? So when you have a great deal, then people will want to put their money to work. And here's the bottom line, honestly. There is so much money out there available right now. So many people have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. And they're making minimal returns. If you have a great deal that you can bring to an investment group, five people, right? You go to five people, or one person, or two people, three people. Keep it small. Don't get 50 people. Keep a small group. That way, it's, you know, not too many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak. And guess what? Those people are going to want to put their money to work. If they're making 2% in the stock market, 3% in the stock market, they're going to want to come to you, and you're going to be able to get them 8%. 9%, maybe 10%, 11%, 12%, mind-blowing numbers, right? Even 6% for someone who's only making 2% is pretty damn good. So people want their money to be working for them. And a lot of people are sitting on a lot of cash that they don't know what to do with it. They don't want to put it in the stock market because of the weird volatility. They don't know about Bitcoin because it just plummeted by a ridiculous percentage and now it's down about $6,000, whatever, it goes up and down and up and down, it's all over the place because all these countries might, like South Korea, are saying we might be getting rid of cryptocurrency. So there's all this volatility. Real estate is the number one way to build wealth. It's the most stable, it's the longest performing, and it's a tangible asset. So when real estate is performing at a great level, you can bring that deal to people and they are going to send you money. They're going to be willing to make a great return on your investment. Now don't overthink all of the other pieces of this, which is, okay, well, how do I put together a mortgage note for these people? How do I structure this? That'll come. Don't put the cart before the horse. But you've got to get two out of these three things. If you've got a deal, which is the hardest piece to find, go find the people, okay? Your friends, start with your circle, right? Start with your doctor friends, your lawyer friends, the people that you know that were smart with money but would like to make a better return, okay? Go to your local group meetings. There's so many opportunities out there. Go to your circle of influence on LinkedIn and find those friends that are willing to be a part of a real estate deal. And then the money will come. The money will come. Now, if you've got the money and you've got the deal, then you don't really need the people, right? But you could. You could then not have a lot of your own money in the deal and use other people's money. See, these are the three key areas on how to build wealth in real estate. Those three. And if you master two of them, you can build enormous wealth in real estate. That's how I did it. And that's how smart real estate investors who've taught me have also done it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, and please, thank you so much for subscribing to the channel, and if you haven't already, please hit subscribe and share this with your friend. I really, really appreciate it, and seriously, leave your comments in the thread below, and we always dive in and have discussions. You guys are very thoughtful and kind in your discussions around real estate and wealth building, and we publish this show multiple times per week. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.